My name is Holly Morse. I am a midwifery lecturer at Swansea University, and my poster is a representation of the three findings that make up my PhD, which is Facebook Mothers and Midwives, the role of social media in improving breastfeeding support services. So we already know that Facebook support groups are commonly used by new mothers now for accessing breastfeeding support, and that there are some issues being reported with the way that these are regulated and how mothers are able to trust the information that they find on the groups. And we also know that there are studies already looking at midwife moderation across antenatal and postnatal care. So what we didn't know was whether or not these groups in specific areas aimed locally with midwives and maternity services supporting them were widespread or just local to us, and what mothers' expectations of this support is in relation to their maternity services and face-to-face support. So we set out to look at Facebook group use with the links to local face-to-face support and experience of moderation by midwives and by others, and to actually understand what midwives thought of these type of services and any experience they had of engaging with them. And we also really wanted to know how are the current services being formatted in terms of midwife moderation and connection with services, and whether these formats are sustainable. So we conducted three studies looking at the experiences of mothers, midwives' perceptions of providing online support, and whether or not group moderation by midwives affected the accuracy and the value of that support. We looked at midwives' concerns and the formats that they reported in practice. So when we talked to mothers, we found that many of their groups were linked to local face-to-face services. Most of them weren't midwife moderated, but that those without any midwife moderators really thought that that would be valuable. We found that that also improved the continuity of care, which is really key to improved experiences. When we spoke to midwives, what we found was that most of them were using Facebook, but that they had significant concerns about engaging with mothers via groups, and that where there was support being provided, most of that was done on a volunteer basis. And we talked to those who were providing that support, even as part of their employed role, it was often done in their own time and for free. So those midwives were very passionate about delivering that support, but they reported that they felt that it was really unsustainable long term, and we confirmed that with our sustainability modelling. So to summarise, mothers really value locally linked online support, and they really do want collaboration between the peer support services and the maternity services for validated information and ongoing continuity. Midwives recognise the importance of this, but they really need further support and training to engage in providing these services. To align with strategic goals, local policy needs to be updated and revised to support midwives with this developing role and ensure that they're supported and protected and remunerated for sustainability of services and equity for all women accessing them.